And the shloka that we sang in between is Sri Sri Krishna Premi Swamigal, fondly called as Sri Anna, my revered father-in-law. He has composed a work called Divyadesha Vaibhavam on the 108 Divyadeshas. It is in Sanskrit along with Tamil translation. And in this, he has this Venkatachala Mahatmya extracted from Brahma Purana. Venkatachala Mahatmya is through all the Puranas, more than 12 Puranas. Even in the Rig Veda, there is reference of Venkatagiri, Venkatadri. Even the Vedas speak of Tirumalai. And so many Puranas, Brahma Purana, Markandeya Purana, Bhavishyottara Purana, Garuda Purana, Matsya Purana, Vamana Purana, Harivamsa, Brahma Purana, Skanda Purana, Padma Purana. There are so many Puranas which talk of Venkatachala Mahatmya. My revered father-in-law's work, Divyadesha Vaibhavam, and Venkatachala Mahatmyam, in that is an abstract from Brahma Purana. And Padmavati Kalyana is not there in Brahma Purana. So that is an extract from Skandam and Padmam. There are different versions of the same Venkatachala Mahatmyam. So that is why I'm giving you the background behind it. Because you might feel sometimes the story is different, but the essence is the same. So this is an abstract from Brahma Purana, Skanda and Padma Purana. This is known as Venkatachala Mahatmya. The story starts this way. The Lord is lying in his Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra ngirthu nammala mari thoongra thamasa nidra illa. Namakkalam kannu thorandirundha kuda edirka yaar irukkalo theriyadhu. Avarku thoongindirundha kulla ennala nadakkirathu theriyuma. So thamasa nidra is not Yoga Nidra. We cannot sleep and say I'm in my Yoga Nidra, don't disturb me. Yoga Nidrayla Perumal palli kondirkar. He is sleeping in his beautiful cot, Adisesha. In the Shirabdi, and Shirabdi, the surging waves does the lullaby for the Lord. Lord is in fact a Shishu. If we feel, sometimes we feel he's a Shishu for us. Sometimes we feel he's Jagat Pita. He's our father. Annamaya himself, in this song he has sung Venkateshwara as his father. In another song he says, Sri Ranga Shishu. Pariya Perumal na thonala, he sings Ranganatha as his Shishu, as an infant. Sometimes we get different feelings each time. Sometimes we feel he's our Pati. That is why Andal prayed to Lord Venkateshwara in the Madhuriya Bhakti mood. Vatsalya, Madhuriya, Sakya, Dasya, Shanta. There are different bhavas. And in this, the Lord is lying down in his Yoga Nidra in his cot called Adisesha. The surging waves does his lullaby. And it's like a swing, unjal marir kshirabdiye, parkadal abdiye, mela mela and the kadal alehallam ponga. It is at this point of time that sage Narada comes with his veena, singing beautifully. He looks at Venkateshwara and he's just stunned. Anybody who has the Lord's darshan, even if it is the temple, just 1 second of darshan, we feel so much of peace. All our kavala, all our yojana, all our chinta stands outside the Banashankari area. Only if you cross it, you get it back. We feel that Atmananda, Ananda, Shanta. So Narada says, oh, so wonderful. You look really exquisite with your lotus eyes. Srinivasa, Venkateshwara, Sarveshwara, you look so beautiful. Lying on your Adisesha with beautiful lotus eyes and sharp nose and beautiful tiny bimba-like lips and mirror-like cheeks and conch-like neck with one hand like a pillow, resting on one hand like a pillow. You and the Shirabdi and this whole atmosphere, it looks so beautiful. I just wish all people in this world could feel this peace and thus prosper. Why are there so much of calamity? And why are people suffering so much? ஏன் இந்த இவ்வளோ கஷ்டப்படணும் ஜனங்கள்? நாரதா இந்த அந்த காலத்திலேயே எப்பயோ என்ன ஏஜஸ் பேக் நாரதர் கேட்குறார், அப்போவே அவ்வளோ கஷ்டம் இருந்தது போல இருக்கு, இப்போ இருந்தா நான் என்ன நினைப்பார், ஓடியே போயிடுவார் நாரதர். சோ மச் ஆஃப் கிரைசிஸ், சோ மச் ஆஃப் டிசாஸ்டர், சோ மச் ஆஃப் டிவாஸ்டேஷன். ஐ யூஸ் டு சே ஜென்ரலி கண்ட்ரி அண்ட் த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் 3 C's அண்ட் 3 D's. வாட் 3 C's, 3 D's? கரப்ஷன், கண்டாமினேஷன், கிரைம், டிஸ்ட்ரெஸ், டிஸ்ஹானஸ்டி, டிசெப்ஷன். Finished. Entire world is full. You, whatever happens, you can fit it into these 3 C's and 3 D's. More and more, it is, this is not, this was not like this 5 years back. It was not like that 10 years back. It was not like this. Even last year, it was not like this. Why is the crime rate going so high? As and when we are advancing and as and when there is so much of technological advancement, I thought it should be the inverse proportion to the crime rate. But technological advancement and crime rate, it is the direct proportion. Why is it so? How can you say the country is prospering if you have more and more hospitals and more police stations? It only means that there is more and more disease and more theft and more crime. You cannot measure the country's development with the number of police stations and hospitals. You should have less of police stations, less of hospitals. Only then the country prospers. So Sage Narada says, what is the way out? People are suffering like hell. The mental trauma, the stress that even an LKG child faces, you know. The psychiatrist's job is getting the best job in this world. Everybody going to the psychiatrist. 5-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 90-year-olds. Any problem, the child is not drinking milk, bring it to the psychiatrist. That is today's society. What is happening to us? What is happening to our courage? What is happening to our faith in the Lord? What is happening to devotion? What is happening to our samskara? Why are we so weak mentally? What happened to all our dhairya and shaurya? Why won't we look upon our ancestors and follow their path? Mahajano yena gatasya pantaha. They lived for 99 years, not one day at hospital, not one medicine. We eat medicines like food. Why is it? Narada says, Lord, please give us a way out. And then the Lord smiles and he says, yes, I was also thinking of the same thing. Sadhavo hridayam makhyam sadhunam hridayam tvaham. I think what the sadhus think and sadhus think what I think. Now I'm going to take an archa vigraha murti. I'm going to give the world at large a beautiful, magnificent form. All the people who see me can smile at me. They can talk to me. They can sing about me. They can feel that peace. Those who even think of me, you can even sit at home and think of Devagiri Srinivasa and you get that peace. You can sit at home and do Smarana Bhakti. That is the beauty of our religion. You can hear. If you want, you can sing. If you cannot do both, you can do Smarana Shravana, Smarana, Kirtana. That is why we sang the first Navavida Bhakti, Uga Boga. Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Pada Sevana, Archana, Vandana, Dasya. You can think Lord Venkateshwara is our friend. We can even write a letter to him. Vivekananda wrote to Parthasarathi. When he achieved at Chicago, he wrote to my dear friend Parthasarathi. Perumalukku letter, my dear Parthasarathi. That is the feeling that we can have. We don't have a set of rules and regulations that we have to strictly follow like the other religions. I'm not blaming other religions, but I'm just putting forth our religion up. Because it is the truth. It is the truth. It's beyond comparison. It's like a banyan tree. It's not a coconut tree. It has a lot of branches. More and more and more and more. And so the Lord says, now I'm going to give a magnificent form. And says, Narada, you are the Triloka Sanchari. Angi ingyu sutra varnida. You suggest a befitting place. You tell me a place where I can show all my divine transcendental sports. Vihartum icchami bhuvam katvo.
Parshadaischa vikartum ichami bhuvam katogam shriya daranya sah parshadaischa. Yogyam sthalam tvam vada, tvam vada, tvam vada yogi raja. Yogyam sthalam tvam vada yogi raja. Yatri vatsyami. Vatsyami satam sharanyaha. अन्यत्रैव वत्स्यामि सतायां शरण्यः योग्यं स्थलं योग्यं स्थलं त्वं वद योगिराजाय
யோக்யம் ஸ்தலம் த்வம் வத. நான் விளையாடத்துக்கு வேண்டி அழகான ஒரு இருப்பிடம் சொல்லு. சஜஸ்ட் அ பிஃபிட்டிங் பிளேஸ் வேர் ஐ கேன் பிளே ஸ்போர்ட்ஸ் வித் ஆல் மை டிவோட்டீஸ், வேர் ஐ கேன் பிளே மை டிவைன் பாஸ்ட் டைம்ஸ், வேர் ஐ கேன் ஷோ மை டிரான்சென்டென்டல் குவாலிட்டிஸ். அண்ட் தென் நாரதா இஸ் ரியலி ஸ்டன்ட் பை ஹிஸ் பவுண்ட்லெஸ் கம்பேஷன் அண்ட் ஹி சேஸ், சர்வேஸ்வரா, சர்வ நியாமகா, சர்வஜ்ஞா, Sarvashakta, Sarvantaryami, you are going to place your lovely golden lotus feet on this Bhuloka. What a fortune, what a great fortune indeed it is. And he says, this feet which was worshipped by Brahma, which is worshipped by Bhumi Devi, which danced on that poisonous Kaliya and which annihilated Ahalya's Shapa, these feet which were worshipped by the Arvars and which were worshipped by the yogis and all the great devotees, these lovely lotus feet which measured the entire world and got back Indra his post, and these feet which conquered Bali's mother pride, these lovely feet are going to be placed on Bhuloka. It's really thrilling. In fact, it's these feet which are even unattainable for Brahmadi Devas, this is going to be worshipped by even a murkha, even those who are non-believers, for all those, even nastikas, even thieves, even real foolish, ignorant people, illiterate people, all of them are going to get you out of your boundless compassion. And I really feel so grateful for you having accepted my prayer.
Brahma kadikina padamu, 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 Brahma muta nidhi padamu.
This song is an ode to the lotus feet of the Lord.